All right, so we've been talking about the Shivin Nekiyim here in the Siman, our Siman Nekut Tzarivov, and so we come now to the issue which is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll, today we'll give an introduction for the most part. The issue is the idea of waiting before kicking off the Shivin Nekiyim. Okay, this is the Siman Kuf Tzarivov, Sif Yod Aleph, but we'll get up to the Sif inside today. So we'll just give some overall issues of waiting X number of days. I practice among Ashkenazim, I wait 5 days before counting the Shivin Nekiyim. Okay, so clearly we know that that a woman has to, after having come in either, she has to count the Shivin Nekiyim. Okay, that was discussed. Okay, the question is, in order to become Torah, how does she do that? And actually, as we've seen in the Pesukim, the Pesukim speak about a Zov, a male Zov counting 7 days, and really that's the discussion for the most part in the Gemara. Is about a man who's counting Shivin Nekiyim after he became a Zav. And the halacha is that if a man becomes Tomei during the Shivin Nekiyim of the Zav, I'm talking about a Zav, a male Zav, so that breaks up his Shivin Nekiyim, has to start over again. Okay? The question is, that the Gemara discusses, is what about if a man becomes the discharge of the Zav? As we know, is a person has an abnormal discharge. It's not caring, it's not normal things, whatever the discussion in Gemara, it's called illness or whatever it is, that he discharges from that part of the body, something which is abnormal. So that's, that makes him a Zav, if it, it matches the criteria. And what if he becomes a Balkari during the, when he's waiting to become Torah from being a Zav? Okay. In other words, we assume that the Kari and Ziva, two different scientifically or medically or biologically different substances. Okay, so we say that Tumas Keri also breaks up his Shivin Nekiyim from being a Zav or not? We know that obviously if any Ziva has a Rias Zav, obviously breaks his count, but it's a real Tumas Keri. All right, so the Gemara learns that really, even though one can argue that Tumas Keri shouldn't because it's a separate thing, nonetheless, it does break up his Shivin Nekiyim, but it really just ruins that one day. It doesn't uproot it, it doesn't have to start over again, but rather he can pick up, that day doesn't count, but the next day does. The question is, what is the situation or what bearing might this have? I mean, it's a question of a Shivin Nekiyim for a woman, all right? Because a woman can have Zera inside after having relations with her husband, right? The husband, husband wife have relations, so she has Zera, his Zera inside her, assuming that they completed the act of Tashmish. So we know that Shichla Zera is Metame, the woman, right? The question is, does this have any impact whatsoever on her Shivin Nekiyim? All right, now, she's not going to be counting Shivin Nekiyim and having Tashmish at that time, but the issue is, we assume, the halacha, and that's what we're talking about today, that for an X number of days or X number of units of time, she discharges Zera from her body because he has a relation with her. And then for a couple of days afterwards, Zera comes out. Is that considered? Now, that's Zera, that's not Nida. Okay. But the question is, does that Zera prevent her from being able to count the Shivin Nekiyim? That's really the question. Okay. Does the Zera that comes out, she's called a Poletes, Shichva Zera. Poletes means she expels, she discharges. Okay. So when a woman discharges Zera from her body, it's not really from her body, it's inside her body from him, but it's in her body now, and it's discharged to that same place. So do we assume that the poletes, okay, it's not so much a question that you can oversimplify, oh, maybe there's some damnida there also, but that's not our issue now, okay? The issue now is, does the very Zera, does that prevent her from being able to count the Shivin Nekiyim? Okay, and if it does, okay, let's say, in other words, if she's Poletta, she was there, does that also just interrupt the count and for the one day, or will it uproot the entire thing and so on? All right, so that's really the issue. So this sugya gets started with sukkim regarding Matan Torah and Har Sinai. Okay, so we know the halacha, the halacha that if a woman sees Dom even for one day, she will not be able to start counting her Shivin Nekiyim until 5 days later. Okay, that even though she only saw for one day. And the Lamai said it doesn't come up that often because a woman who gets a normal period usually see for 5 days anyways, right? Or more, 5-6 days. But it could be a kesem, only one there. Sometimes a woman does have a light period, or she's 1 or 2 days, but she always have to wait for 5 days. So where did this come from? So the Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro, the first source, Shmos Parak Yud Tes Pasuk Tes Vav, when Moshe Rabbeinu was directing Bnei Yisrael to get ready for Matan Torah. Baruch Hashem El Am Hayu Nechonim L'Shloshes Yomim Al Tigshu El Isha. Right? Parshas Yisro, we're landing on Shavuos morning, right? Moshe told the people, get ready for 3 days. Don't come close. Al Tigshu El Isha. Don't have relations. Don't have tashra. Right? So Rashi explains, Hayu Nechonim L'Shloshes, what do you mean? L'Sof Shloshes Yomim, the end of 3 days. Who, Yom Revi, actually means, because what's going to happen, Matan Torah is going on the 4th day. Because she hosted Moshe Yom Echad Midaita Kedivrei Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Moshe added an extra day. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to tell the people, Hayu Nechonim Kivayom HaShlishi Yehud Hashem, because we'll come down on the 3rd day. And Moshe said, no, be prepared for 3 days, meaning on the 4th day. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's the Sugi and Shabbos. Okay, and the Gemara says there that the according to Rabbi Yossi, Moshe added a day. That's a question. Ironically, or interestingly enough, the Torah never specifies exactly on which day the Torah was given. You know there's a month of Sivan that it says Bachodesh HaShlishi. You can figure out from some of the Pesukim, but there's a Machlokas actually. Was it the 6th of Sivan or was it the 7th of Sivan? And that's the question. We don't know exactly which day the Torah was given. As a matter of fact, the conclusion of the Torah seems to be that it was the 7th day of Sivan, which prompts the Magen Avraham. He has the famous Kasha in the beginning of his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shavuos. There's not much in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shavuos. There's one simon there. The very end of Hilchos Pesach, okay, is the simon about Shavuos. So there, the Magen Avraham in the beginning asks the question, why do we say Zman Matan Torasenu on the 6th of Sivan when we observe Shavuos? See, according to the Torah, Shavuos is not really, it's the 50th, it's right, it's the 50th day after Shavuos Omer. Now we know that the holiday is observed the 50th day after the second day of Pesach, right? So that comes out, according to our fixed law, comes out the 6th of Sivan. So Magen Avraham wonders, why are we saying it's Yom Chag HaShavuos, is a Kiddush, Davening, why are we saying it's Yom Chag HaShavuos, is Man Matan Torasenu on the 6th of Sivan, when that's not the day the Torah was given. The Torah was given the 7th of Sivan. There's a famous Kashlam of Ram, many answers. But anyway, be that as it may, so that relates to that issue that Moshe added a day and so on. I'll take sure, look at the second Rashi, more important to us right now, the second Rashi there in the Chumash, in Parshas Yisro. Parakut Tez, Pasuk Tez, Vav, Shmos. Rashi says, I'll take sure, Isha, call Shoshim Halalu. These 3 days do not have relations with the wife. No Tashmish. Kideish you are Nashim. Kolos Leoma Shlishi. Vitiana Tahoris, the Kabbal Torah. So women who did have relations and so on will be able to have enough time to go to the mikveh and become Tor in time for Matan Torah, the Kabbalah Satorah. Why? She'im Yishamshu Tok Shoshish Yomim. Because if they will have relations within 3 days of the day of the Matan Torah, okay, then Shema Tiflo Ta'isha Shikva Zerala Achat Tvilos of Tatsor Titma. Okay, she'll still be for 3 days discharging Zerah. She had relations with her husband, automatically, but it's very possibly. She'll be discharging Zerah still for 3 days, and that's going to be Mitameh her. So, and she'll be Tameh in time for Matan Torah, even if she went to the Mikveh, but afterwards she'll have more Zerah will discharge from her body, more of his Zerah will come out, and it'll be Mitameh her. But, so then you can ask, okay, 1 second, so maybe 4 days, you know, sometimes a woman discharges Zerah for even more than 3 days. So the Rashi says, Avo Mishashah, so Shlosha Yomim, after 3 days, Kvar HaZerah Masriach Veinarol HaZuyah V'Torah Mil'Tamis HaPoletis. After 3 days, that's not called Zera anymore. Whatever discharge it is, but it's not Zera. It has to be, in order to be classified as Zera, as we wrote, but theoretically, that Zera could do its job and impregnate. In other words, it has to be strong enough or whatever. It has to be enough, potent enough to actually serve as Zera possible. Okay? And after 3 days, whatever's coming out, that Zera, it's Yisriah, it's spoiled, it's, you know, it's not considered Zera anymore. So it's only, we're only worried about it for 3 days. Rashi, this is all based on a sugya in Shabbos, Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, that's the Rashi in Chumash. Look in Pei Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says in source number 3, Shabbos, Pei Vav Amud Aleph, 3, Mishnah, Minayin lepoleta shichva zera beom ha-shishi tmeya. How do we know that a poleta shichva zera, a woman who discharges zera, again, after having had relations, how do we know that she's Tamea, Shanema, Hinachonim Shoshish Yomim, right? That's this pasuk. That's what the Mishnah says. The Rashi there in Shabbos, on the Mishnah in Pevav and Aleph 4, says she's Tamea. The Yom HaShlishi, Akatilo Misrucha Shikva Zera. For 3 days, whatever Zera is inside is not yet Misrucha, not yet spoiled, okay? And Ra'uya Liklot, Leo's Vlad notes are hermetic, still potent enough. I don't know exactly scientifically, biologically, what the status is, but that's the more assumed, that for 3 days, the Zera can still serve its, you know, still strong enough, still potent enough to produce a Vlad. And therefore, the Karina Shiflas Zera, that's the key word, Zera, right? Haro'i la'azriya. It's right, la'azriya. After 3 days, not, okay? So it says, not posik, heilichon l'shol sheshamim, that's a posik. Source one. So Rashi explains over there. For the Shoshes Yamim, Shabbos Peirav and Aleph. Rashi explains the Hikpin Akosav Al Tumas Keri Matan Torah. Obviously, the pasuk didn't want people to have any type of this type of tumah the time of Matan Torah because Salta Daita Chim Yom Haprisha Kamar. Okay, and what is 3 days? 3 days, including the day of separating, okay, the day of absence. Meaning the Berevi B'Shabbos Perishim L'Shoseim. The Kiblu Torah B'Shabbos, Shehu Revi, La'osam Shashim Shemitosam, Revi Lifnei Aprisha. Right? In other words, the day of the last day that there were a lot of their wives, it was Wednesday. Matan Torah was on Shabbos, that's for sure. The Gemara says Matan Torah was on Shabbos. The question is, was it the 6th of Sivan or was it the 7th of Sivan? That's a Machlokas thing more, but it was on Matan Torah, was on Shabbos. So therefore, starting on Wednesday, they were no longer with their wives, right? So therefore, even those who, not everybody had Tashmish on Wednesday, but those who did, okay, so Shabbos is the third day after Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? So the Tavlu B'Leil Shabbos, really was Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and then Leil Shabbos, they went to the mikveh. B'Leil Chosha Kosov Imuflok B'Shabbos. What if she'll still discharge on Shabbos? She had relation on Wednesday, okay, sometime Wednesday. Now Wednesday is the first day of Prisha, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. She went to the mikveh Friday night. Okay, and I maybe still on Shabbos, she's still poletes, she's still discharging the Zera. So again, we're not worried about it. Lo chosha kosim yiflo to b'Shabbos. The Mizrach, again, it's not the potent Zera, but ain't no shikla Zera haro la'azriya. It doesn't have the ability to be mazriya, and therefore it's no problem. Aval, in polto Erev Shabbos, b'shlishi tomatoes. L'chach hafish and shoshiyam. But if there was any dam, any Zera that she discharges on, what do you call it, on Friday, okay, that's still a problem because that's still potent potent zero. Okay, that's the sugi. So again, up until 3 days she's tmeo, because the zera is called shichlas zera and it could produce something. And the Gemara says, okay, that's the Gemara. Now, there is an important machlokas regarding exactly what do you mean by 3 days. Okay, this is all background information. We'll take a little time. You know, it's a little cheshbonus, a little complicated, but you can follow it. Okay, but this is background information. So if you look in the Gemara, let's just go down to 7, I'll come back to the Psukim in a moment. Look at, the two Psukim, which I quoted, 5 in the Gemara quotes. One is in Parshas Kisisa, Karakalam and Dala, Pasuk Dala, look at 5. Vayiv Sol Shnei Lechos, I'm encouraging, Vayashke Moshe Vavokar, Vayal Al Har Sinai. Moshe went up to Har Sinai, went up early in the morning. So keep that in the back of your head. And the same thing, the Pasuk Nisro, Karakir Tas, Pasuk Chav Dala, Ramay Lav Hashem Lech Reid. Okay, go down and come back up. So keep those psukim in the back of your head. Let's look in the Gemara in 7. Tanu Rabbanan. Poleta shichva zera by yom hashlishi tahora. This is Dibre of Elazar ben Azariah. According to Elazar ben Azariah, a woman who's poleta shichva zera on the third day, okay, on the third day, she is tahora. Okay? Meaning, according to Elazar ben Azariah, if she had tashmish on Thursday, let's use our example. She had Tashmish on Thursday. And by Thursday, I mean any point of halachic Thursday, which starts Wednesday night, right? Anytime on Thursday, and she's poleta shichva zera for on the third day, she's tahora. What do you mean? You'll have to look in back and forth in the Rashi. Look in Rashi's in 8. Okay, by Omar Shishi, Kigon, Shishimsha b'chamishi. Okay, again, halachic Thursday. Upolta shichva zera b'shabbos. She's poleta b'shabbos. So there, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Tahora. So why? Because that's already the third day, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And he says, Lo shna shimsha tchilas leil chamishi. It doesn't matter what Thursday means, the beginning of leil chamishi. Leil chamishi means Wednesday night. Halachic. Halachic. Vayer by vokas. Halachic. Doesn't matter what she had halachic. She had tashmish on leil chamishi. Halachic Wednesday night, the beginning of Thursday. Dishtoy arba onos slemos, in which case she was not, you know, she was 4, onor is now 12-hour time. As Rashi says, the end of that Rashi, they just look ahead. On Shabbos, Pevom, and Al, Thimos, Moshe, onor is oyom olayla. So just, let's say she had So she had Tashmish Wednesday night, the beginning of Halacha Thursday. So she now had four complete onos, okay, Thursday night, because she had the very beginning. So she had, Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, which is Halacha Friday, and Friday day. Okay, so that's four. So lo shno hashim shalchid ha'oin shalchid ha'ishtoi arba onos shleimos. Leil chamishi v'chamishi leil shishi v'shishi. Again, don't mix up. You have to keep up. It says leil chamishi, it doesn't mean Thursday night. It means Wednesday night, going into Thursday. Halachic. Leil shishi doesn't mean Friday night. It means Thursday night into Friday. Lo shno hashim shiyom chamishi im shchashecha. Or she had on Thursday, late in the day on Thursday. It was Thursday, but it wasn't the beginning of Halachic Thursday. It was the end of Halachic Thursday. And now, like this time of year, I don't know, at 6:30, 7 o'clock, at the end of the day, right? The lo yishtala ela mitzas chamishi. She only had a tiny bit of Thursday left, right? The last 15 minutes. The leil shishi v'shishi, Thursday night, which is leil shishi, right? Halachic Friday night, Halachic Friday, and Halachic, and that day. The leka ela stay onos shleimos. She only had two full onos, only yom olayla. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, that's enough. She's already considered to be tahor. Okay, that shichvazera is not a problem. And should not be called the poletas after it's defined by days going to the day of the tashmish, which one and you know two, three, then that's it. Okay, so she had a halachic Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Whatever is on Thursday on Shabbos is not a problem. Doesn't matter when on halachic Thursday she had tashmish. Is that clear? They got that. Okay. That's what Elazar ben Azariah. Back to the Gemara in 7. It's all on Shabbos. Pay Rav and all. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. No, Rabbi Shmuel says it depends. Okay, Rishmol disagrees. Rishmol says, "Pa'amin shein arba onos, pa'amin shein chamesh onos, pa'amin shein sheish onos." Okay, Rishmol disagrees. Rishmol holds that you know sometimes four onos, sometimes five, sometimes six. Okay, because it's a matter of days. Okay, it's a matter of days. You have to have three full days. Okay, three full days, and that's going to depend on the timing. Okay, let's look again. Rashi spells it out. Okay, now he says it sometimes can be only four onos, maybe six onos. Okay, that she before the zera is considered not to be royal Azriya. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Tzon, the second Rashi in 8. Balachok, the lomer the poletus b'shlisha l'shimusha. She's poletus 3 days after having tashmish. That's tamea, not like a rosh hashanah. That's tamea. Of a poletus b'revi'i tahor. It has to be after 3 days following Tashmish. After 3 days. You follow Machlokes, so Elazar ben Azariah and Mishmar. Elazar ben Azariah says, on the third day, good. When? Well, that depends. It depends when she had it, but Thursday counts. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Shabbos is very good. According to Mishmar, no. Poletus b'shlishi l'shimusha, if she has, if she's poletus on the third day since she had Tashmish, let's say in this case on Shabbos, that's going to be Temeya. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and the third day is Temeya. Aval poletus b'revi'i tahora. Right now, but again, I agree. It doesn't have to be fixed amounts of time, meaning that number of days. The machlokas of Elazar ben Azariah and Mishmuel is it on the third day or after 3 days? Might be a way of looking at it. Okay, on the third day already, on the third day since Tashmish, that's Elazar ben Azariah. She's already Tahor. She's not considered to be Poletas. And according to Mishmuel, it's got to be after 3 days. Okay, but well, we agree that it's a matter of days, and it doesn't matter exactly how many times. Mixes them kikulo. We're applying it over here. That just like Elazar ben Azariah said, she may have had relations Thursday night, like today's Thursday tonight at 7 o'clock. Okay, that's already considered day one. Even though she got it in there. They had relations at 6 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tonight, right before she did. That's already Thursday, then Friday, then Shabbat. So Rabbi Shmuel agrees with that principle. He says it's got to be the fourth day. That's why he said it's going to be either four, five, or six. If you think about it, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said it could be as few as two, right? He said that. It could be two or three or four, depending on when, right? It could be after two. It could be after only two onos. In this example that I just gave, if they had tashmish on Thursday night, an hour before Shkia or whatever, so it's really only two full onos, namely Thursday night, right, halachic, beginning of halachic Friday, and Friday day. As you go to mikvah ready Friday night, they only had two onos. It could be three, depending on if they had be a Thursday morning. And it could be even four if they had it right at the beginning of Halachic Thursday, right? Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it's before 5 or 6. Now let's look at the last line of Rashi. Upamishan arba ono shleimos. Shim shimsha revia b'shabbos im chashecha. Then pletosa tmei ad kilo shabbos. Right? She had the beginning of Halachic Wednesday. Revia b'shabbos im chashecha towards the end of Halachic Wednesday. So then she'll have 4 onos. Wednesday night, which is Halachic Thursday part A. Thursday day, which is Halachic Thursday part B. Thursday night, which is Halachic Friday part A, and Friday day, which is Halachic Friday part B. So that gave you 4 onos until Shabbos. Okay. On the other hand, next Rashi, probably saying Chomesh onos. You go to Shimsha B'tchilas Hayom Shorabi. She had relations Wednesday morning, not Wednesday evening, Wednesday morning. Okay. And Pamim Shimshesh. You go to Shimsha B'tchilas Leil Ravi Ben Ashrashos. Ben Ashrashos the previous night, Tuesday night, going into the beginning of Halachic Wednesday, then it can be as many as 6. You got the man, right? Okay, so that's the machlokas, Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, continues the Gemara back in 7. Continues the Gemara, there's a third sheet there. Rabbi Akiva Omer, La'olam Chamish. Rabbi Akiva says, it's not a matter of days, it's a matter of onos that have to go by. Units, 5 units, okay? 5, in effect, 5 12-hour units, okay? So, 60 hours, okay? 5 to, that's what the Kiva said. It's not a matter of Wednesday or Thursday or days. Okay, it's a matter of onos. That's what the Kiva says. Rekiva Omer, the Olam Chamesh. Okay, the Yotzis of Mitzvahs Onos Rishonim, knows of Mitzvahs Onos Shishis. And depending what that is, it would have to be part even into the sixth onos. Let's look in Rashi again. The Kiva says, knows of Mitzvahs Onos Shishis, Lahasim Chamesh. The Chola Poletis, the Toch Chamesh, Onos Slemos, Tameo. Okay, if she's toletis any time in 5 units of 12 hours of onos, then she's tmeya. That's the sita of Rekiva, that's the third opinion. You with me? Now, so then the Gemara says, Amrua Rabbanan, the second part of Peivavman, there in source 7, still on Peivavman, Amrua Rabbanan Kamad Rapapa, Ramadar Rapapa Rahaba, Bishlam Rabbanan Zalazariya Karabana, Dame Bechamesh Abid Prisha, Rabbishmal Kiriosi, Amar Ba'arba Abid Prisha. I understand the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel. That's a machlokas, but Moshe added that day on. That was a machlokas, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. So they're just a function of did Moshe add a day, right? And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is like Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is like Rabbanan. Okay, and Rabbi Shmuel is like the Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's look at Rashi again. Bishlamo, Pluto de Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi Bebraisa. Maisel of a high trickle, that's going to go a little bit later on Shabbos. The Rabbanan. The Chamish Mishabbos, Pershu Rabbi Yosef Revi. Right? They stop on Thursday and on Wednesday. Lekula Amah Mishabbos Nidno Aseret Sadibur. As I was in before, everyone agrees that says it was going to Shabbos. The came to Shabbos Nidno. Al Korcha Belel Shabbos Tavolo Shabbos. Okay, they had to, you know, they couldn't go to the mikveh in the morning. Shalovi Halolo Al Tovu Halolo Ma'atul Kabbat Torah. More private, whatever. There's different reasons why they did it at night. Hilchol. Bishlam Rabbi Elazar Kerabbanan the Ami B'Chamisha B'Shabbos Avod Prisha. Okay, Yeshlo Prisha Elin B'Chashecha. And some people they stopped on Thursday. Okay, but they stopped on Thursday as late as the day they could. As late as the day they could. All right, Thursday right before the darkness, the nightfall. When we did Tavul Shabbos, all Choshes Shematif Tana Od, and they went Friday night, and they were not Choshes. Then maybe they'll be Pleta Paletas Shema Mino the Paletas Besishi Tohara Umitzas Yom Shel Tashmi Gekulo. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer Shlishi, Tmeya, Revi Torah, so you got to go through full 3 days. Then she's still Tmeya, she's still Poletas for 3 days, not on the fourth. He holds Revi Alba Prisha, Kribyosi, Rabbi Leil Shabbos Revi. Umi Yeshua Prisha on Samach HaKashir, the same thing. They stopped on Wednesday, they were Parish on Wednesday, they abstained on Wednesday, but they abstained very late today on Wednesday. And there's only Arba Onos, Leil Chamishi, which is Wednesday night. Halachic Thursday part 1, Chamishi, Halachic Thursday part 2, Leil Shishi, Thursday night was Halachic Friday part 1, Shishi, and that's Afilo Halachic, we should tell them, play the Centauri, the Lord Peter Torah, Elam Yamin. Good. So we understand the machlokas of Elazar ben Azariah and Arishal. Ella continues the next Rashi. Ella Rekiva, the Omar Kol Chamish Onos Tmei and Tiflo, Keman, Echol Loma, the Onos Kapi Kro, Ha Yamin Ksi, the Kamalan, Mixam Kaklo. Where did the Rekiva get a sheet from? The language of the Torah is Yamin. Shosh is Yamin. So that's the machlokas. On the third day, after the third day, good. Where did you get that? Then do with onos. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. 7. It's very prominent, so I just think it's important to see the, you know, the background here. So the Gemara answers, three lines in the end of seven. He agrees on Rabbi Yossi, that it was a day early. Okay. However, Moshe Bahashkama Ola of Hashkama Yora. And Moshe went up and came down from the mountains always early in the morning. Hashkama Ola Dixiv, that's the pasuk we had back in five. Kisisa, Park Mamadal, Pasadav, Ashkama Shavuot, Wayala Harsinai, Bashkama Yora. Dixiv Lake Ray, Belisa. Okay, Makish Yudalia, Ma'ali, Bashkama, Afiyud, Bashkama. Moshe always went up and down early. Wasn't God doing anything? So the Gemara, I'm looking at Rashi, La'olam Rakirvi Yosef, Ukhrav Ada, the last Rashi, in eight. La'olam Rabbi Kiva Kabyosi, Ukhrav Ada, the Amar, Moshe, Kol Aliyosa Bashkama, Olam Kol Yudosa Bashkama, Hilcha. You read the Dixiv, by Yered Moshe, I should have printed that puzzle, by Yered Moshe, the Harlam, by Kaddish Zahab, the Hanu Prisha, Bashkama's Revi Haisa, Lamaisa. When did Moshe come down and do this Prisha? He is now, Rabbi Kiva is holding like Kabyosi, that the Prisha was on Wednesday. Okay, when was it? Wednesday morning. So therefore, what happened in the previous night is irrelevant. When we do huska, five onos. What are the five onos? Wednesday day. Okay, Wednesday night, which is halachic Thursday part A. Thursday day, which is halachic Thursday part B. Thursday night, which is halachic Friday part A. And Friday day, which is halachic Friday part B. So there you're five. That's how it comes out. Okay, so that's the sugya in Shen Shabbos. Okay? So, but then we have to know that there's one other opinion, and that's about Pei Vav Med Beis. Okay, all of that with the three sheetahs, but Pei Vav Med Beis, we have a statement in nine, Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zu Diver Rav Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. That's Rav Yishmael and Rav Akiva. Okay, good. So they're both holding like a Biosi. That's why Rav Elazar ben Zayit left out of the statement. Amar Chachamim Omrim Sheish Ono Shleimos Beinon. But the Chachamim say you need six full onos. Okay, six full onos. Okay, says Rashi. How about 10? That's on paper. That's on Amar Beit. Amar Chachamim Omrim Sheish Ono Shleimos. Sabar Lu Kar Biosi. The Amar Bar Ba Avid Prisha. Uvash Kama Kar Bekiva. The less Lu Shetavel Belel Shabbos. And the Shreel Lu the Osen Shetavel Belel Shabbos. Who Pol To Lachat Tvila. Hu Tzrichu Litbo B'Shabbos Shachas. Okay, and he happens to hold that no, the Zera doesn't expire. Okay, the term or the potency of the zera does not end until after six onos. Whatever the reason why the mountain Torah was until the morning to give those people a chance to be tova. Okay, but that's what comes out according to the Chacham. You need six onos. Okay. Now I just want to point out we may come back to the little Rabbi Chanana. Well, Chanan is actually printed on Pesach of Aleph in the pagination. It's the next number. But look at 11. Arba Chibar Abba Arba Yochanan Zu Diber Bishmal Arba Kiva Abba Chamam Gimel Onos. See that Gimel Onos? Okay, but we're not going to deal with that right now. Okay, that he says Gimel Onos. Question by Onos: does he mean 24-hour period, or is it a Girsa question, or does he disagree? But anyway, that's the. But the way we have it is the Kiva the Chacham say six Onos. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is it's clear from all of this. Okay, all of this is background information. I'm sorry, but took a little time, but I think it's worth seeing that Gemara. It's a good Gemara to know. So bottom line is that, all right, so a woman who is poletis is tummy. That's clear for that Gemara. No question that a woman is poletis, she's tummy. But does that impact the Shivan Nikiyim? Lav Dafka. And we don't see from that Gemara that it impacts Shivan Nikiyim. It means that a woman is tamei. Okay, a woman is poletis, Shikva Zera is tamei. That we get. Okay, but who says that has anything to do with Shimon Akiyam? I mean, you know, a woman who's, who's Tamei Mace, right? She's also Tamei. That doesn't impact the Shimon Akiyam, right? The woman during the Shimon Akiyam, because, you know, comes into contact with the Mace, she becomes Tamei Mace. Good, she's Tamei, but doesn't impact the Shimon Akiyam. You follow? So who, you know, just because we see from that Gemara that a Poletus is Tamei, all we can prove from that Gemara is but a poletus is Tamei, and they didn't want anybody to be Tamei at the time of Matan Torah. Good. But does that indicate anything about Shivan Akiyam? Lav Dafka. Okay, a woman who's a Tamei from some other type of Tumah also doesn't impact the Shivan Akiyam. That's the question. Poletus is Tamei and Tamei. The question is, it's so to the Shivan Akiyam. Okay, that's not so posh. So here, we have to turn to the case of the Zav that I alluded to before. Okay, here, As I said, it's not mentioned so much by Zohar, but it's mentioned by Zohar. There in Parshas Metzora, Perek Tezvav, Vayikra Pasuk Tezayin. Me'ish, kiseitzei mena shichva zera, barochat mamayim, it's called Zohar to my arev, chol beged, chol or, and so on and so forth, okay? And then it says, v'isha sheishkav ish osa shichva zera, barochat mamayim, v'tamo ar arev. Okay? A woman who had relations, okay, is tamo. All right? Says Rashi, why is she tummy? Why is she tummy? So Rashi, we discussed at the very beginning of the year, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, Perak Tezvav, Vayikra Pasuk Yuches, Rochtza B'mayim, Gzeras Melachi, Shetitma Ha'isha B'biyin. Now, V'ein Ha'tam Yishum Nogeya B'shich V'zera, Shari Magab is a storm here. I think we discussed it at the very beginning of the year, remember? Okay, am I right? I think we might discuss it. So she's tummy not because of the Zera, but that's inside her, that's based on storm. Discuss basis start. It's inside her body. That's, you know, so that's not what makes it. There's not. There's a custom that the act of Bia makes her tummy. Okay. Now, the Gemara there on Lamed Gimel of Aleph and Nida is the very bottom of Lamed Gimel Aleph going over on base. The Gemara asks the last line of Lamed Gimel Aleph Nida 14. Where as boy Rabbi Bar Chama Poletas Shichva Zera Mao Shatistor Beziva. What's the two sides? Roa Haisa Misoseres. Okay, Odilma no gas vice below sosra. That's the question. Okay, that's the question that's relevant to us. When is Poletus Shifa Zera? Will that uproot her Ziva days? Okay, does this Shifa, you know, again, Shifa Zera is Metame woman, that we said. But is Poletus Shifa Zera during a Shemini Kiyum, does that mess up the count or is it, more meaningless? Okay, is it meaningless? That's the question. And basically, the Chakira, which the, basically, the Chakira, which the Gemara is kind of presenting, is a Tutsdadim, right? Is she Roa Haisa, the Soseris, or Nokas, the Velososra? Now, do we find this, bottom line, is this a Toma Hayotzman Aguf? After all, it does come out of her body. The Zera does come out of her body. So is this Tumas Rias, as it comes out of her body? Well, no, it's really, it's a Tumas Mago, you know, it's really Tuma Habom and Achutz. I mean, yes, it's discharged from her body, but it didn't originate in her body. Okay, that's the question. Okay? You know, it's like, that's the Chakira, basically. Roa Haisa Soseris of Nagasa, what else is it? So, Rashi, by the way, says, at the bottom of Lam Gilan Aleph, 15, Poletis, Kigon Shashim Shabizo, Upasko, you know, the Skila Limnos, Upolta, Ma Shatista Menana, Hod the Kamala, the Poletis, man, Shum Roi, the Sosra, the next Rashi, top of the base. Omishum no gas. And no gay is Tumas Maga is not Soser. But Tumah Hayotzman Aguf is going to be Soser. But Tumas Maga is not going to be Soser. So that's really the question. And incidentally, or not incidentally, but importantly enough, it's a Bayah de Loshita. And the Gemara does not answer that over there. Okay? It's not really clear from that Gemara. There is a later Gemara. Okay? From that Gemara, it's not so clear. There's a later Gemara on Membeis. Okay? Which does answer. The Gemara over there on Lamed Gimel does not answer. But you look at 17, Mem Beis of Aleph and Nida. Boy, Menei Rishmul Bar Bista Me'abayit. Polet the Shich Bezer, Roa Hava or Nogaz Hava. It's not asking the exact same, you know, not asking the same way, but it's ultimately the same kasha. Okay, in other words, the Gemara was asking Lamed Gimel about whether it's so said the days of Ziva, but it boils down to the same thing. Okay, Rishmul Bar Bista asked Abayit. Polet the Shich Bezer, Roa Haisa Nogaz Hava. Okay. Now look at Rashi, Mem Beis on Aleph, 18. Roa Havia Mishum Riya Tame Kro. She Tame Mishum No Gas Mishik Bezera. That Hashta Havin Negias Beis Estarim. Below Bitme Elo Biyom Tash Mishum Zeras Hakasuk He Polta Noga Levroi Metame. Because after all, now that it was Tumas Beis Estarim before when it was inside her, but now that it's been discharged, it touches other parts of her body. So that, you know, it's not Beis Estarim anymore once it's discharged. Okay, or no, it's considered the. It's considered roa. It's considered a tumah min aguf. So the Gemara gives a couple of nafkaminas. Actually, three. Nafkamina listor. That's what we're interested in. Says Rashi, 18. Listor b'ziva yimei sfira. He roa he so saris. I want to gas low. She noga b'shum tumah enos v'saris. Dov v'sof alok. See v'yayika. Right? The woman touches the sheret. Or comes in touch with contact with a tumah mace. With a mace or something like that. Again, that's not going to uproot her. She would have came. So if it's just a tumas mago, it's not a problem. On the other hand, if it's a riyah, then it is a problem. That's one nafkamina. Nafkamina number two, latame b'mashahu. Okay, we've discussed this also in the Lira'iya lo binin shiur. If it's Lira'iya, then you don't need a shiur. Okay, but the Tumas Maga does have certain shiur, Adosh and other things. And the third difference is the Talmud B'Fnim B'Chutz. Okay, whatever the details are. So those are the three nafkaminas you have over there. And so the question is, one nafkamina for us is she Soseris? So is this a re or not? So the Gemara goes on. Amalei, this was asked of Abaye, right? Boy, many of Shmuel Bar Bizna about Abaye. So Abaye answered, Amalei Roa, it's considered a Roa. And later on, the person asked us a Shadow the Rova, yes, Rova. Also, Amalei Roa. Later on, also the Kamei Dur Yosef, Amalei Roa. Okay? They all gave the same answer. Okay? They all gave the same answer, namely that you consider a Roa. And Amalei, one second. Yeah. Basically, it's an expression. It means, as Rashi says, Kulchem Shamatam Shmua Achas. Okay? It's an expression. Right? You all heard the same thing. Amalei Shapar Mecha Ad Kano Kamashun Daya Kibola, Alatam Yuftin Kibbutz, Alisto Timakosho Roha. It brings a riot from somewhere else. Bottom line, that Abai is right. It's considered a Roha for the purpose of being so safe. Okay, that's what Gemara seems to conclude, that the Zera is Tomei Medin Tumas Riyah, and therefore we should conclude the halacha that any day that a woman is Paleta Shita Zera would not be able to count. It would not uproot her days. Paleta Shita Zera would not uproot, because you can't make her more humble than the man. We said that before. The man is a Zub, where it's expressive, more direct, it says it uproots the day, and then he can continue. But anyway, that's the question. All right, so bottom line, let's just think of the case. A woman had Tashmish on Sunday, okay? And then she came and eat on Monday. And then she stopped bleeding. So we would want to let her start counting the Shivan Akiyam right away, Tuesday, right? She only saw one day, if that's the case. She cast on whatever it was. She wanted a butt. If she's Paleta the Shiva Zera, would have to put off the start of the Shivan Akiyam. Because she had to be on Sunday. The Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she would Paleta the Shiva Zera. So you can't start right away. I have to put it off. Ruchoshish, and maybe, and even if she didn't see the Paleta the Shiva Zera, you know, you can't always tell. Ruchoshish, you know, she might have missed it. So therefore, we can't begin to count the Shivan Akiyam until this Chashash or Paleta Shiva Zera has passed, and whatever Zera she's being Paletas now is not considered Halachic Zera. All right, so that's the question is, you know, when can you start? And that's where the fun starts, okay? Yeah. So we assume that, again, the Shiva Zera is Tumas Riya, but this is the whole discussion of Rishonim. So at least we'll look at some of them here today. We know that we'll get down to all of them. I said today is just the background. Okay. Yeah. So let's take a look at some of the Rishonim say here. All right. The Ritva in his Kedushim on that daf and Nida Mem Beis Amud Aleph 19. Look at this. Okay. Basically, the one of the cases, again, I'm not going to give the whole background now. One of the cases the Gemara discusses somewhere else, you know, we assume the halacha that a woman can go to the mikveh, you know, what I'm going to do now, we're going to get to it, we're going to have to pace up, pretty much the end of it, it's needed. She can go to the mikveh on, technically speaking, on the seventh day, okay, because mikveh on kukula. We wait until the night after the seventh day. On the seventh day, she could go. Sometimes there are coolers, there are Shabbos, or other issues. Okay, but we allow her to go to the mikveh. Technically speaking, on day seven during the day, we don't do it, okay, except in a Shasat Chag, and it's allowed Shasat Chag, but we generally don't do it. But even though Lamaisiv, she'll see Dom at the end of the day. Let's she'll go at the 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the seventh day. Okay, of the Shivan Akiyam. Because the mikveh cool, she had Shivan Akiyam. Because part of the day counted, it was a problem. So she went to the mikveh 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, but at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she sees Dom, that's going to uproot. Guess what? She has to start over again, right? Uproot the whole Shivan Akiyam. Okay, so the whole count is uprooted. Okay, so that's why the problem say, even if she goes to the mikveh, they shouldn't have beer. Because always, right, even after she came back from the mikveh on the seventh day, they shouldn't have beer yet, because maybe sometime later in the day, she's going to see and it's going to uproot the whole count. Right? That's why when we allow Bishas Sukkar, we allow it because they're not allowed to be together. You know what I'm talking about? You know the situations? I mean, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. But again, we wait, the woman goes to the mikveh after the night, after the seventh day. But let's say there's some pressing situation. Technically speaking, she could go on the seventh day, okay? But we will allow it, but they can't be together. You know, it sometimes comes up, if it's, you know, I'll tell you, it comes up, and I haven't known how to get, but when the Seder, you know, the woman's at night to go to the mikveh, this seems to be funny because of Shabbos, but let's say in a regular, you know, not Arab place, whatever, you know, so everyone's going to leave the Seder in the middle, it's lo na'im, you know, to go to the mikveh. So on a certain circumstance, I would let her go already in the afternoon of Arab, you know, the seventh day, to, you know, but she should, they shouldn't be alone, right? You know, there are certain rules. So the bottom line is, so the Gemara seems to say that the halacha is that we're afraid she may see Dom later in that day. Okay, that's why we don't do it. One second, there should be another reason why they shouldn't have Tashmish on the seventh day. Okay, namely, should we pull out the Shibazera? Okay, and won't that mess up the seventh day? Even if you didn't see any Dom, should we pull out the Shibazera after the Tashmish? And the seventh day won't count. So then retroactively, the whole week's gonna be uprooted. Okay, so you have to try and figure out why the Gemara was not concerned to pull out the Shibazera in that case. That's the background. Okay. I'm not going to print all these Makaris, but I want you to understand it. That's what's going on here. So that's the different approaches made by the with dealing with the Rishonim and what they say about that case, which is an unusual case anyway, will shed light on our issues. So take a look now in 19, the Chiddush HaRitvot. There indeed the members of the Kolet HaShif HaZera. Da'as Rebbeinu Tam Zal, the Lo Mabayalon Ela B'Shif HaZera D'Zal. Rebbeinu Tam says that we have misunderstood this whole deal. Okay? The idea that a poleta shiva zera can't count for the shiva nikiyim is only true if the zera comes from somebody who's a zav. Okay, that's a minatam. The yisodos of minatam, that's when the tam's out. The lo mabayalan ala b'shiva zera, the zav, shesose b'bol ayom echad b'shum tzichtuche ziva. Ava b'shiva zera, the tar, pshuta, the lo havi roa klal. That's not called the roa. That Gemara, when they asked Abaye and Rabban and Yosef, is she a roa? Yeah, okay, that's why she had relations with a zog. Okay, that's when she's. But look at the second line of 19. Abishik was Zera the Tar. She did the law of a roa cloud. But they're not roa. Okay, but Tom said we the whole din. Therefore, if that's the case, to extend it now to what we're talking about, it's only if a woman is polenta, she was Zera a zog, then her shibin akiyah is interrupted. Okay? And that's not too common since we don't have men being zobs too often. Okay? So this Gemara is, so that now coming back to that Gemara was about the guy in the seventh day, that's not a normal case. That's why the Gemara wasn't worried, says Rebbeinu Tam, about pulling out the Shifa Zera in the afternoon of the seventh day of Rosh Hashanah Kim. If she went to the mikveh, they were only worried that maybe something will happen, she'll sit down, that'll uproot the day's retroactive. They weren't worried about what he called about. Poleta Shiva Zera, because the Poleta Shiva Zera is a rare case. The Gemara there is one in a normal situation. Okay? So, according to Rebbeinu Tam, there's no, you know, it's a big kula in a sense. Okay? Well, we said earlier that we have to, a woman cannot begin counting the Shiva Nikiyim until the potency, until we're not worried anymore about Poleta Shiva Zera. We want the Zera to expire. Okay? Its potency to expire. Then she can start getting the whole thing doesn't get off the ground until, you know, unless you're talking about someone who's a zog. That's not a normal case. That's a minatam. Continues the ritual. And I printed the ritual because he has everything here. But Gamma Ribbonzal, Cain Sober, he says a little differently. He says, Shalom Aminu Poleta Soseris Elein Taros Avalola Bible. He doesn't say like, he says the chiluk is not between a zog and a regular man. Okay, but we have to mechalak between her status of Tara in terms of Osekas Pitaros and her relationship with Labilo. Okay? So the Ravid says that when she's Poleta Shiva Zera, that affects her Shiva Nakim with regards to Tuma, okay? But it will not affect, you know, Hatta Labilo. Here, look at the Ravid, Gamma Ravidzal, Cain Silver, Shalom Rinan, Shalom Rinan Poleta Soseris, Elidin Taras, Olo Labilo. And he quotes the Gemara Daf Lamed Zion. Which I printed over here in 20. Lamed Zayin of Allah, boy Rava, Koshi Mosh. So the Ziva Dover Tama Tama. So the high name of Tama. The old Dilma Dover Rava Sora says Amar Bai Nakina Ain Koshi Sosa the Ziva. Okay, again, the Gemara there that also they didn't apply it to, you know, to Labila. It's only for Taurus. Okay. Just a moment. Yeah, hold on. Darman Park Moskusin, the Dabar Gorim Sosa, Shaino Gorim Anosus, Afilu Kosh Anos Sosa, Shaino Gorim. Now that's a technical issue, but Kosha came Poleta Shaino Gorim is Tumu, the Bible. Poleta doesn't cause Tumu, but not the Sosa. The only thing that's a Sosa is something which is Gorim Tumu. Okay, the Dabar Gorim Tumu. Okay, look in Rashi in 21, Lamazan and all, second Rashi. Dabar Gorim Lide Ziva. The high love girl, dumb koshi is not. Okay, I forget it. You don't get it, just the right. Bottom line though, says the right. So there too, it's going to be limiting as to what this whole dinner paletta shem was there is all about. However, the right, the Ritva himself just seems to disagree. Okay, the Ritva quotes it, he himself seems to disagree. Okay, he says, you look in a simple reading of Gemara, look at the end of 19. Ella, the Shmaitz in Loria Tahabu, the Kavan in Aktua Stoma, Masha Fil Mashik was Zara Taras Kino. I mean, it's very nice of him to come to say that, but we didn't see that in the Gemara. Sounds like it's talking about any type of Shik was Zara, not just the Shik was Zara Zab. And furthermore, she's Stama Shamesha, right? Stam Tashmir is talking about it. It doesn't say it's only Zab. Lagabe Baila Nami Masha the Mari. And it also appears it's talking about even the Baila, not just the Taras. So the Ritva thinks himself, he thinks they're both the Ravid and the Benatam are not correct. We're talking about Paulette the ship as a regular man, and not just the man who's his daughter. And we're talking about not only for Taurus, but Labila also. That's the Shita of the Ritva. Okay, the Rush also, in Nida, in Targdalad, Simon Aleph, on that Gemara 22. The Rush also, quotes of Benatam, okay? Quotes of Benatam, where Benatam appears to Rav Racham Alabila, Alabisha Shabbat Aleha Zav. It's only talking about a woman had a relation with a Zav. He doesn't think that's true either. He said, the lone hero. Okay, it doesn't seem to be. The Gemara talks about Roa, and they're talking about it in all situations. All right? In fact, he points out, and then he quotes the Ravid also. He also, the Rush also quotes the Ravid. Okay, a few lines later, he says, by Ravid, Zal, Kosim, Betshuva, Shalom, Kosim, Lazer, Shasar, El, Taras, Bavad, not Labaila. And he says about him also, Dvarv, Tamuim. Okay, again, he doesn't think it's right. Okay, how can you have been uprooted? So if it comes out funny, says the Rosh, according to the Ravid, a there, it'll uproot her town vis-a-vis Taurus, but not vis-a-vis the Bible. It's funny, so I have to go to the mikvah twice. Right? That's what he says. Sha'olu, you may see a little top one. Sha'olu, you may see a Bible, the Taurus, the Shabbos, the Surah, the Taurus, the Kabbos, the Mikvahs, and so on. Okay? So, yeah. Good. So that's the Rush, and he says it's hard to say this. You know, split between two different things. So he thinks it's wrong, and therefore he thinks he's a quotes of Rabbi Yonah. Okay, he thinks we should be machmer and wait till this time to finish before counting the shivin the kiyam for everybody for bila purposes, for even with a man who's not a zav and so on. The Madani Yontif I printed on the Rush there. I need the Osvav. He says. He tries to answer the Rosh is tiny against the Ravid. You have to split two things. He says, no, linear the Afar Ravid law, Marshal Tista Lachatzoin. And the Hokkamer, Shadin Stira, Poletas, Loshaif Elabataris. Elamias, Shishizubataris. And the Khanamish is a Seris Afla Baila. No, it's not going to be split. It's just it's a woman who's a Sekhus Bataris. Okay? He says, when she's a Sekhus Bataris, you're going to mess up for her husband also. It's not going to be splitting. Okay, to the side point. Okay, and he writes, the last line, the Chieno Sukkah Mitaris, Shuk Ein Kan Stir LeBaila LeKlum. All right, it justifies it. The other important position in this here is Rabbeinu Yonah, okay, and that is he does mention this. The Rosh refers to it also. Not he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Shuk Mot Sassim Kedvarai B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. But the Rabbeinu Yonah is on the Rif and Brachas, Chav Beis of an Aleph, 24. The Maskul Shav Pilu, Rose Tipas Nam Kachard, that's so good, which is Brachas. Remember how it says, Rabbeinu Yonah, we've seen the parable talks about the Brachas, because the Gemara gives an example of Alacha Psuka, you're not supposed to daven, you know, unless you're in the middle of your Rangatim Masugya, I'll talk Alacha Psuka. So this is an example of Alacha Psuka. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah talks about. Rabbeinu Yonah says, on the Rif, in Brachas, Chok Meiz Mer Alam, the Maskul Shav Pilu, all right, he says, Omar Rabbeinu Yitzchak, So, So I didn't print the whole rush, but the Rav Yonah says also, You have to wait 3 days and then begin counting. Okay? Because of after 3 days it's Masriach and so on. Just a second. But you look at the three lines at the bottom. Easter by Memor should to Tuma Shikla Zara Ain Ali then Achilas Truma Bavan. She wears by Ain Zenachon. She knows there customer secondary that talk about the Bible. When I realized that see the Rosh himself. I think that the writer of the book reads, okay. One second. I leave out part of it. Hold on 1 second. I didn't print that. I just realized I didn't print the whole thing, right? Okay. I'm sorry. So look it up, please. You'll see the Russian side. The Rush basically, again, he rejected him any time in the Rival, okay? But he makes a chiluk that the Shikha Zera is so sir, okay? But when it's, he said, just a problem on the seventh day. It's just, the Rush basically says, the Shikha Zera means, it's Polenta Shikha Polenta Shikha Zera, as we said before, the Rush's own sheet. I'm sorry, I didn't print it. I put the three dots in the wrong place. Okay, so the Rush's sheet is himself is that Poleta Shikha Zera is a problem. It's not only by Taurus, it's by Labila also. It's not only by the husband is a Zav, it's no matter what the husband is, a regular person too. And therefore, it's going to uproot that day. Won't uproot the whole week, but it'll disqualify that day, but not on the seventh day. Because Mixes on Kukulo, she had a clean, you can't call it a clean day, so to speak, right? It goes back to what we discussed earlier, right? You can't call that day a clean day. She had a pleasure in Zera. Okay? You follow? So therefore, that solves that Gemara. That's why the Gemara wasn't worried about the woman who went to the mikveh late in the day, sometime in the daytime on the seventh of the Shivan Akiyam. And the Gemara is only concerned that she shouldn't have to be with her husband because she may bleed later. We asked Akasha, what do you mean? She may be pulled out the Shikha Zera later. Why was the Gemara worried about it? So the Rebbe Tam gave his answer. Well, that's because it wasn't talking about a Zav over there. And he said, because it's not talking about the Bible, talking about the Taurus. No. The Rosh said, everything is, we're talking about any husband, even not a Zav. We're talking about any, even a Surah Labila. But on the seventh day, because of Yom Kukulo, it's already called the Yom Naki, even before the day is over. So that's late in the day, anytime during the day, on the seventh day, Poletus will not be a problem. Poletus will not be a problem. But any other day will be a problem. Okay? The seventh day has already been deemed the Yom Naki, even after the Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. So therefore, it says the Rosh, the Gemara, which was talking about the Bia on the seventh day, was not concerned about Poletus Shikha Zera, because that day, because of Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, has already been labeled the Yom Naki. Yeah, that's the rush. So okay, that's it. Well, everybody else seems to agree with that. All right. Anyway, Rosh Bo and the Bayis Aruch, says, or Bayis Zayin Shar Hei 25. Rosh Bo writes, "For arriving to Amichuma Kasher Shel Omer." Poletus now. Poletus Ella Lataris Bavad. Okay, and he says, as far as we're going, it's all the nearest Kadiba arrived. So, Lo Chosh will ask you in the Gam, Rabba Fasi, Lo Kosovo, the place points out the Rif, and it brings down some of that. He's not talking about Taurus, he's talking about what's supposed to be Zed. Okay, and others agree with the Ravid. Okay, others agree with the Ravid, but the Rashbah doesn't. Okay, Rashbah doesn't. So the near least, Shalom and Hashem was at the Paletta, Shazer Zebra. Okay, anyway, so the Rashbah also. And Taras Habayis quotes the Ravid. He said there seem to be definitely those who agree with the Ravid, but then he says one should be machmer anyway. All right. So bottom line comes There's three approaches, okay, regarding Pelet the Shibazara. According to the Tom, there's really no issue with Pelet the Shibazara. It's only by Shibazara Bazar. Okay, that's going to be very rare to apply. Okay, according to the Ravid, it's only negated to the dinim of Tumah Tara, Sekesh Batara, also not necessarily relevant today. But according to the Rosh, there's still a problem of Shibazara. Pelet is set on the seventh day. Okay, the seventh day, there's no problem with Pelet. It's because of Mitzvah Kikulo. Therefore, the day was already labeled as the Naki. The Yom Naki. Okay, did everyone get that? I'm sorry I didn't print it. I simply did not print enough of the Rosh there. So if you want to see it inside, look up that Rosh and Berg Dalton off to see what he himself said. So, what? He sent it. Okay, thank you. I apologize. I don't know what happened. Okay. Anyway, sometimes it's such a rush to what I'm putting together. I missed some of the points. Okay, anyway. Most Rishonim seem to follow the Rosh. And that's how we pass on the Lamaisa. So therefore, we have a din of Pelet the Shibazara today. It does apply Bizman Hazeh, okay? And not only will Pelet the Shibazara, if it happens during the Shiva Nekiyim, interrupt the Shiva Nekiyim, but we don't even begin counting the Shiva Nekiyim until the Chashash of Shibazara has gone by, okay? Because maybe she's Pelet and missed it, okay? So now the next question is, this is where there's a lot of discussion. We'll just look a little bit at some of the sources, and you can see them, and then we'll finish up for today. Starting with how long, the next question is, so how long does this chashash to pull out this information of our list? So where, we know the answer, it's 5 days. But where to get to that? Okay, where are we gonna, how do we get to 5 days? Okay. That's the question. We know the conclusion. But where did it come from? That's the issue. Okay? So, up until how many days is there a problem? That's the bottom line question. Up until how many days is the problem? So the Ramban, in his Hilchos Nida, in Perk Beis of Ches, HaPelet the Shibazara B'Sochem Yatsir, so Seres Osayon, okay, man, so that's fine, okay? If she's Pelet is during the Shiva Nekiyim, it's also that day. All right. Nimtzes Motokam Serugin. All right, fine. Which generally don't, but this here we do. And then he says, here's the key. Einam Asel, this is what Shiva Nekiyim, Achi Abrala, Sheish Onos Shlemos, Mishas Shimusha. Six Onos, Ramban writes. Okay, six Onos. All right. Sheish Onos Shlemos, Mishas Shimusha. Choshin Shematifo Shukazer, Matisti Amen. Okay, so he says Sheish, which was the, even though that was the minority view, that was a later view, that was, who was it? The Chacham. Like that was brought in Peivav and Beis, source 9. Chacham Omer, Sheish Ono Shlein and Beinan. So that's how the Ramban assumes. He adds in Oztes, there in 26. V'edvar Amor, Rizman Shelo Hochu Raglel. Hochu Raglel, Acha Tashra, Jero, Leish, Shein Hoshalom, Jerkom Hashish, Libor, Polto, Bilucha. He has a kula. Okay, he has a kula. But that the woman didn't do much movement. She moved around. Okay, when you move your legs, it's on, so the stuff falls out more quickly. Okay, that's he mentions that point. If she moves around, she walks, whatever will probably, it'll come out probably anyway. Okay, and whatever comes out later is probably not going to be a problem. All right. Then he also mentions the end, that's the Ravid, Yesha Horu She'ain Polet Rebezer Saseres Kulm Elin and Taras. He brings up the Shita, but let's say hold that way. Okay, that's our Ramban. Sheish Onos. Okay. The Meiri, on Daf Lamed Gimel Bay, the first sugya that we saw, 27. He has a shita too, like I said before, like the Rashba pointed out. Many people seem to agree with the Rabbi. The Afla Taras Enosas El Yom Echad. And then he adds, "V'chein Dafka Beher Gisha Mepalta of a Lachosh Misafek Lo." He says, in general, okay, the whole concern of Poletas is if what she feels, you know, and the women do feel stuff oozing out. Okay, but she doesn't feel it, then it has to be choshish. That's an eerie. Poletta's only problem is she feels something. Okay, we're not machmer, not the, you know, we don't start counting it, you know, it's automatically going to happen in the first 3 days. He says, Ksas chachmi tzorfas, machmirin play to afle bala bizman hazeh, v'chein machmirin lachot b'chachmi sofik, machmirin shalol lahasman shiva, elen kein netzol abayla shoshi yomim. 3 days, that's 6 hours. So he says, people have it, but other tshuvas, okay? I'm not going to read everything inside. The Mari Bruno, let me show him. His Chuvah Sin Reish Lamed Gimel, Kotzonor Zeruah. Kotzonor Zeruah. Okay, basically he says there is Zeruah. requires 2 days plus into the third day. Okay, it doesn't have to be 3 full days. It won't be, it'll be 8 days plus, you know, the day that she saw, so that's 9. You go to the mikveh after 9, and the tovela to lisira, the lisira, then she'll go to the mikveh after the 10th night when she saw. Okay, and he explains why, because it's 7 days plus 2. Okay, so he says, I can read through it, he says it's got to be 2, it's 2 plus. That's the issue. The Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah and Mikvos, Karakhes Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah there says, 29, Apoleta Zer B'yom Shlishi Tahara D'Ulaz V'Zayir V'Sholom V'Pamishim Arba Ono Pamishim Shisha V'Kivam V'Lolom Chamish. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, but it originates in the Mishnah here in Mikvos, Karakhes Mishnah Gimel. So the Rambam has Chalo Etzleinu Shapoletas Shikla Zer La'achar Shabbat L'Rechem and Pletosa Adayim L'Nishtanet Harei Kamo Roa Shikla Zer Mishtamas. We consider it to be like Roa. That's the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah. Okay, and he says over here that the halacha is, look at the end, halacha Elazar ben Azariah. He says the halacha is like Elazar ben Azariah. All right, he quotes the different shittas. Anyway, he keeps talking about Shalosh Onos. He says the end, the halacha is like Elazar ben Azariah. And that's meaning that it's 3 Onos. Okay, so Elazar ben Azariah actually. Some places had allowed 4. One second, is that true? That's how you look in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Perek Hei Alef Yud Alef, where it's fully called Shara Avos HaTumah. Aisha Shapolta Shiklazari, Polta also the Tok Shalosh Onos. The Tok Shalosh Haritumah, Shalosh Tolof Onos, like the Rambam says. They don't have to be complete in 3, right? The 3 onos. Okay. And then it knocks out that day. That's in the Surabian Prakbar of Design 32. Polta Shipazera Tokumi Sphere, then says Yom Echad, that's fine. But the Rambam only requires 3 onos. What do you mean halacha Elazar ben Azariah? Elazar ben Azariah didn't automatically say 3 onos, did he? Elazar ben Azariah didn't automatically say 3 onos. The Rambam says at the end, halacha Elazar ben Azariah. They're talking about shalosh onos shlemos. Maybe not. Maybe we wouldn't. But that's a paschal that was a tumah. Anytime in the 3 onos, I'm not sure. Because look at the last line of 30. It says halacha Elazar ben Azariah. Right? He says, "Allah like the Lord of the Zion," but then Hilchos Avos HaTumah holds the 3 onos. He changed his mind. The Lord of the Zion didn't necessarily say 3 onos. Have to check that out again. Check that out again. You want to ask him?
Yes.
I want to look that up again. I don't take the time now. But let's just finish out on just a couple of things quickly and then finish with this. At least read this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rush, I printed other parts of that Rush over here at 34. I just realized that's not the part I was looking before. The Rush in Paragdala, huh? I know, but that's not what we said. I'm not sure. We said that the Rosanna said it could be something different than Rashi. Said it could be only 2, depending on what time of day. You know? Okay, I'm not sure. But anyway, the Rosh says you need 6 onos to go by. He goes, Tosos also. Tosos need on Gimel and Aleph, Dira Masa Roa, Havi Vesosa. He quotes the Re, being in Shesh onos Shlemos. That's how the Rosh also says, all right. 6 onos, right? 6 onos, good. So she had, and actually 6 onos shlemos. So that's how the Rosh spells out at the end. He said, if they had Tashrish Motzei Shabbos, which is already Sunday, so you'll need Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Yom Chamishi, Wednesday night, Tzalat Thursday will be the first one. That's how the Rosh says. You need 6 owners. So you have Bia Motzei Shabbos, and she's Poletos, and then on Tuesday night, that'll be a problem. If she was only Poletos on Wednesday, that wouldn't be a problem. She has to wait till Wednesday night. And that's the Tara. That's the Rosh. Okay, and that's, again, that's the majority view. That's the same for Truma, the Smag, okay, and the Kufir Aleph, and others as well. Okay, Sefer Truma is in Sefer Tzarihei, 35, and the Sefer Smag also. They're all requiring 6 hours. Bottom line, let's just summarize and finish with this for today. Okay? We'll finish this for today. The 6 onos is 72 hours. Right? 3 days. 6 onos is 72 hours. So let's see. So just to summarize, let's just get the summary straight. Summarize the Tanoim. Okay? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you need 2 days. Okay? And, you know, it could be either 2, 3, or 4 onos, okay? And on the third day, you're Tahora, which, by the way, the Orzeruah seems to say. You need two plus. That was the Orzeruah that Ari Bruno quoted. That was the Orzeruah, 2 days plus. So he's certainly possible as an Azariah, okay? The Rambam obviously learned Orzeruah and Azariah differently. He said 3 onos, okay? And she's Tahora on the day, on the third day, because it makes sense to Kula. We tar on the third day. Okay, that's the Rambam. So both the Rambam and the Rosaruah seem to pass him like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Rosaruah says, quoted by the Marie Bruna, and that too is, I had back in 28, she was Marie Bruna, some Reish Alam Gimel. So he says it's 2 days plus, okay, and you become Tara on the third day. The Rambam says you need 3 hours.
Okay? Just like that you said, we have.
Yeah, which is exactly right. The 3 onos also. Correct. That's the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Then there's a Bishmoel, who says you need 3 days, okay, which is either 4, 5, or 6 onos, and you come Torah on the fourth day. Then there's a Kiva who says you need 5 onos. It's got nothing to do with days. And the Chacham says 6 onos. Well, according to Argus, and Abin Chalal gives it. Okay, so those are the Shitas in the Tanoim. The 4 Shitas of the Tanoim, Elazar ben Azariah, in terms of the Rishonim, the Rosaruah says 2 days, okay, and on the third day you become Torah, like the simple way of reading Rosaruah is. The Rambam, who says 3 onos, okay, and then as most Rishonim say 6, okay? So you need 72 hours. So let's just read 37 and we'll finish. Shulchan Aruch here and Sifyut Aleph, after all that, okay? I wanted to see all these sheets and get it straight. Shulchan Aruch rules. 37. Apoletes shichazer meisirasa. Imu tov vav onos. That's the road. Vav onos. The shimusha soseres osayon. The ficha. Hamishameshes mitos the rosa harkach upaskla. Eino masil lizpor shivinakim. Anche yaro alea vav onos shlemos. Vav onos shlemos. That's like the rosh, like the robot of Mishon. Shema tiflo. The ficha. Eino masil lizpor adyom hei le shimusha. Kigon. Im shimusha motse shabbos. Ain't a maskel is for adyom. Hey, the Kamelon ain't ship is there masriach achiyabro alav sheish onos slamos. 6 full uninterrupted periods. So think about it. Saturday night, Sunday, Saturday night can't count. Because the Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. But well. Why can't I go to one? Oh, the whole Sunday doesn't count. But well. Let's see. Well, actually, it's a clip because the main place it could go further. That's what he says. I'm sorry. The Kamala angel of the Messiah, Shabbat, Shesh, Oshas, May, Slaze. Mishim Shabbat, Toy Shabbat, Kupolta, Lil Dalit, Kodem, A. Shimusha, right? Kodem, A. Shimusha, Motoy Shabbat. Okay? She's Poletas before the A. Slaze, the Tashrish, then Adayla, and so on, Shishus, and Shimusha, so Seraph. Because Yom Hei, Yelarisha, and Shirazi. Okay? That's the Shahara. The question I have to discuss is how do we get from there to 5 days, okay? We're understanding 4 days, how we get to 5 days. That's what I have to say, Mr. Shem, we'll talk about, we'll finish it on Sunday. Okay, so those are the different sheets. Good? All right, let's go up here.
Thanks, Rudy.